It's June 11, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. Now, here's the news. Apple announced its new iPhone 4 and iOS operating system last Monday. Among the new features are a front-facing camera for video calls, a sleeker design, improved battery life, and a Retina display at 326 pixels per inch. Of course, much of the announcement was already expected because one Apple engineer left his iPhone prototype at a bar while celebrating his birthday. But this new iPhone won't be the only game in town for American smartphone enthusiasts. Sprint recently released its HTC Evo 4G, the first phone ready for 4G networks, which still only serve about 44 million people on Sprint in the US. The phone has been popular and sold out at many Sprint stores. So how will iPhone 4 stack up against Android phones like the Evo, Nexus One, and Droid? Various tech publications ran side-by-side comparisons, with the iPhone coming up big on battery life, video calls, and internal storage. The Android phones, however, could take SD memory cards, swappable batteries, and were generally cheaper. I talked with CNET Associate Editor Nicole Lee about her thoughts on how the iPhone 4 will stack up against Android phones.
If you're already used to the iPhone, the way the iPhone works, it seems to me that you would be most comfortable in going to the iPhone 4. For me, it would definitely depend on your preference for a carrier, because one of the biggest downsides to the iPhone, of course, is AT&T, and you know, not everyone gets the best AT&T coverage. And the benefit of Android, you know, you get all these different choices, right? You get the HTC Evo 4G, you get the Motorola Droid, you get all these choices. So there's definitely more of an option for you if you want to go Android. And you know, there's something to be said about a quote-unquote open source system where you get more room for different applications.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, iPhone or Android? Our last poll question was, what do you think about nonprofit local news sites? 37% said they're only part of the solution. 32% said they will help save journalism. 18% said most won't succeed. And 5% had no opinion. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog Idealab at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Thanks to Josh Clark of the podcast Stuff You Should Know, who helped me with this week's 4MR sign-off. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker,
shift happens.
Shift happens.